Senator John Kennedy, Biden administration wrote nearly 300 executive orders to open our border in 2021. By Amy Furr on September 9, 2024. President Joe Biden, D., and his administration have written almost 300 executive orders to open the nation's border during his and Vice President Kamala Harris's, D., first year in the White House, Senator John Kennedy, RLA, claimed on Monday. In his social media post, Kennedy sought to remind voters about actions taken by the Biden administration when it came to disastrous border policies that are hurting citizens. Reminder: the Biden-Harris White House wrote nearly 300 executive orders to open our border in just their first year in office, he wrote. It is important to note that Harris, who chose radical leftist Governor Tim Walz, DMN, as her running mate, is campaigning against former President Donald Trump, R., and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., as the November presidential election swiftly approaches. According to a January 2022 press release from the Migration Policy Institute, MPI, Biden took almost 300 executive actions regarding immigration during his first year as president. The Institute's statement read, "During his first 364 days as president, Biden took 296 executive actions on immigration, as compared to 86 during Trump's first year and 472 during the entire Trump presidency." Analysts Muzaffar Chishti and Jessica Bolter write in a new article for MPI's online journal, the migration information source. Of Biden's 296 immigration actions, 89 have reversed or started to undo Trump policies, making clear the administration is doing more than unraveling his predecessor's policies. The Biden administration's actions cover a wide range of issues, greatly narrowing the number of unauthorized immigrants vulnerable to arrest, detention and removal, lifting some barriers to U.S. entry and to accessing immigration benefits, and raising the refugee resettlement ceiling to 125,000. At the same time in 2022, MPI said many immigrant rights activists had accused the Biden administration of moving too slowly to unravel Trump actions, while conservatives criticized what they viewed as inattention to rising flows at the U.S.-Mexico border. Social media users were quick to react to Kennedy's post. One person writing, "They knew they would need the illegal votes in 2024. Related, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senate Republicans detail Biden border crisis. Democrats destroying our country." Another user commented. Breitbart News reported on June 4 that Biden is issuing an executive order on Tuesday that permits about 2,500 migrant encounters per day on average at the United States-Mexico border before the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, can control the border, only between ports of entry. Later that month, the outlet reported that over 170,000 illegal immigrants tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in May, according to data from Customs and Border Protection, CBP.